Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. A young orca stuck in a Vancouver Island lagoon is one swim closer to freedom. Tanya Fletcher has the latest developments and a look at the challenges ahead.
For weeks, experts and locals alike have been monitoring her every movement. Quisahaeus, or Brave Little Hunter, has been swimming alone in the quiet lagoon of a remote inlet near Zabelis on the west coast of Vancouver Island. The two-year-old orca finally swam free, all on her own. She swam past the very sandbar where her mother died, then under the bridge and down the inlet.
Some positive news for sure, right?
The Vancouver Aquarium's Martin Helena has been one of the lead veterinarians involved.
You know, we were really worried the animal was not eating, was losing body condition, skin was deteriorating.
But now, the best-case scenario.
I certainly look at the positive, but I'm also like, right away, okay, what's next?
The Federal Department of Fisheries and Oceans says crews are now working to coax Quisahaeus further towards the open ocean. So while one chapter is finished, the story of Quisahaeus is nowhere near over. Tanya Fletcher, CBC News, Vancouver.
Politicians and First Nations leaders are calling for change to Air Canada's policies and its culture. That follows a controversial incident this week with the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Cameron McIntosh, with the details.
To the gate, we made it onto the plane.
A quick flight, Montreal-Fredericton. When she flies, National Chief Cindy Woodhouse-Nepenak takes her ceremonial headdress as a carry-on. It's never been a problem before.
They wanted to put it down below, and of course it's got cultural significance to me, and you know, in that point, I was kind of stunned.
She says after a heated exchange, she kept the headdress on her lap. The case protecting it was stowed below, an experience she calls culturally insensitive.
I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations.
In a statement, Air Canada apologized. The plane, a turboprop-driven Dash 8, has limited cabin space. The Prime Minister calling the situation unfortunate.
Obviously, it's unacceptable.
Air Canada has promised to follow up. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
One member of Calgary City Council is supporting the Alberta government's proposed changes to municipal government. They would give the province the power to fire local councillors, repeal bylaws, and allow political parties at the local level. Councillor Dan McLean compares the legislation to a parent using corporal punishment.
Well, they always say like the municipalities are like the children of the province, and sometimes parents have to spank their kids.
McLean adds he doubts the province will interfere unless there's a legitimate reason. The Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo is officially underway. It runs through this weekend, and it all started with what's called the Parade of Wonders. Joe Horwood was there.
Thousands of people lined Stephen Avenue to take in Canada's biggest cosplay parade. Some, like Emma, spending hours to look the part.
Basically, what I've done is I've taken liquid latex and toilet paper and made a massive wound full of moss running from my face all the way down to my collarbone.
Others, like Tori and Jeremy, making quite the trek to see the parade.
From Denver, Colorado.
But it's worth it to get a glimpse of the people behind their favorite fandoms, like Todd McFarlane, creator of Spawn and co-founder of Image Comics.
Great fans in Canada, we're the best, and Calgary is number one!
He's also a born and raised Calgarian and this year's parade marshal.
And I'm going to make a promise to everybody. When the Spawn movie comes out, I'm bringing one of the movie premieres here to Calgary.
Joe Horwood, CBC News, Calgary.
A retired CBC personality will soon be the next chancellor at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. Sheila Rogers will take on that role July 1st. Rogers spent four decades as a broadcaster with the CBC. She also served as the chancellor of the University of Victoria from 2015 until 2021. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.